Section 3 Who are chiefly deserving of reproof from the subject of the preciousness of time. How little is the preciousness of time considered, and how little sense of it do the greater part of mankind seem to have? And to how little good purpose do many spend their time? There is nothing more precious, and yet nothing of which men are more prodigal. Time is with many, as silver was in the days of Solomon, as the stones of the street, and nothing accounted of. They act as if time were as plenty as silver was then, and as if they had a great deal more than they needed, and knew not what to do with it. If men were as lavish of their money as they are of their time, if it were as common a thing for them to throw away their money, as it is for them to throw away their time, we should think them beside themselves, and not in the possession of their right minds. Yet time is 1,000 times more precious than money. And when it is gone, cannot be purchased for money, cannot be redeemed by silver or gold. There are several sorts of persons who are reproved by this doctrine, whom I shall particularly mention. 1. Those who spend a great part of their time in idleness, or in doing nothing that turns to any account, either for the good of their souls or bodies. Nothing either for their own benefit, or for the benefit of their neighbor, either of the family or of the body politic to which they belong. There are some persons upon whose hands time seems to lie heavy, who, instead of being concerned to improve it as it passes, and taking care that it pass not without making it their own, act as if it were rather their concern to contrive ways how to waste and consume it. As though time, instead of being precious, were rather a mere encumbrance to them. Their hands refuse to labor, and rather than put themselves to it, they will let their families suffer, and will suffer themselves. Proverbs 19:15. An idle soul shall suffer hunger. Proverbs 22:21. Drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. Some spend much of their time at the tavern, over their cups, and in wandering about from house to house, wasting away their hours in idle and unprofitable talk which will turn to no good account. Prov 14:23. In all labor there is profit. But the talk of the lips tendeth only to poverty. The direction of the Apostle, in Ephesians 4:28 is, that we should labor, working with our hands the thing that is good, that we may have to give to him that needeth. But indolent men, instead of gaining anything to give to him that needeth, do but waste what they have already. Proverbs 18:9. He that is slothful in his work, is brother to him that is a great waster. 2. They are reproved by this doctrine who spend their time in wickedness, who do not merely spend their time in doing nothing to any good purpose, but spend it to ill purposes. Such do not only lose their time, but they do worse. With it they hurt both themselves and others. Time is precious, as we have heard, because eternity depends upon it. By the improvement of time, we have opportunity of escaping eternal misery, and obtaining eternal blessedness. But those who spend their time in wicked works, not only neglect to improve their time to obtain eternal happiness, or to escape damnation, but they spend it to a quite contrary purpose, namely to increase their eternal misery, or to render their damnation the more heavy and intolerable. Some spend much time in reviling, and in unclean talk and practices, in vicious company keeping, in corrupting and ensnaring the minds of others, setting bad examples, and leading others into sin, undoing not only their own souls, but the souls of others. Some spend much of their precious time in detraction and backbiting, in talking against others, in contention, not only quarreling themselves, but fomenting and stirring up strife and contention. It would have been well for some men, and well for their neighbors, if they had never done anything at all. For then they would have done neither good nor hurt. But now they have done a great deal more hurt than they have done or ever will do good. There are some persons whom it would have been better for the towns where they live, to have been at the charge of maintaining them and doing nothing, if they would have kept them in a state of inactivity. Those who have spent much of their time in wickedness, if ever they shall reform, and enter upon a different mode of living, will find, not only that they have wasted the past, but that they have made work for their remaining time, to undo what they have done. How will many men, when they shall have done with time, and shall look back upon their past lives, wish that they had had no time? The time which they spend on earth will be worse to them than if they had spent so much time in hell. For an eternity of more dreadful misery in hell will be the fruit of their time on earth, as they employ it. 3. Those are reproved by this doctrine, who spend their time only in worldly pursuits, neglecting their souls. Such men lose their time, let them be ever so diligent in their worldly business. And though they may be careful not to let any of it pass out, but that it shall some way or other turn to their worldly profit. They that improve time only for their benefit in time, lose it. Because time was not given for itself, but for that everlasting duration which succeeds it. They, therefore, whose time is taken up in caring and laboring for the world only, in inquiring what they shall eat, and what they shall drink, and wherewithal they shall be clothed, in contriving to lay up for themselves treasures upon earth, how to enrich themselves, how to make themselves great in the world, or how to live in comfortable and pleasant circumstances, while here, who busy their minds and employ their strength in these things only, and the stream of whose affections is directed towards these things, they lose their precious time. Let such, therefore, as have been guilty of thus spending their time, consider it. You have spent a great part of your time, and a great part of your strength, in getting a little of the world. And how little good doth it afford you, now you have gotten it. What happiness or satisfaction can you reap from it? Will it give you peace of conscience, or any rational quietness or comfort? What is your poor, needy, perishing soul the better for it? And what better prospects doth it afford you of your approaching eternity? And what will all that you have acquired avail you when time shall be no longer?